and it wasn't necessarily following I-80. I-80 had happened to be there, but where we picked it up, we wanted to go from liquid, which we did, from the water of the Great Salt Lake. We follow a drainage ditch that sort of fans out into a delta where it merges into the water from actually from one of the salt company's ponds, and that's where we wanted to transition, sort of go up a drain in a sense, from the liquid up a drain to the first set of ponds, and then we turn and get into the more heavy MagCorp ponds further north past Stansbury Island, and that's, we wanted to follow the ponds and sort of so you get a sense of the scale of them, but also following them upstream in a sense, the drainage comes out, the concentration goes in. It's a kind of a linear path in a sort of conceptual sense, at least. So we wanted to get higher and higher concentration from water to solid. So that's what determined that route, ending with the plant itself.